Nah, not that type of drive. Yeah, I love super fast cars, but drive is digitization, reach, innovation, visioning, and enterprise.
These are the five key themes we focus on to help you build an efficient and profitable business in the digital economy. So grab your headphone and sit tight. Your mind, business, and life is about to be transformed. Welcome to the show.
This episode features a clip from Drive Business Transformation Summit, hosted in April 2020. Our guest speaker, John Obidi, is an international speaker, new media consultant, and founder of Africa's leading business and personal development community, Head Start Africa. He shares how you can go from commoner to royalty in post-COVID. So grab your note-taking materials and listen. You put out a post saying that this is come-up season and the children of commoners will get a shot at becoming royalty. And I shared it on my story. A lot of people were sending me messages. I hope this can happen in Nigeria. And of course, because I have been inducted and I am in the system, I knew what you meant. Yeah. And a lot of confused, they didn't understand, and they were asking me questions. Some even argued that it's not achievable in Nigeria. They were liking politics and every other thing. I'm like, it's not about that. It's about your fight and what you decide to do. So I just want to ask, what in that with that teaching in mind, with that message you put out, what opportunities are out there? I mean, not everybody gets the message when you share it like that, but for the sake of those who are here who might not be house members and who don't understand the message process. What opportunities are out there that people can take advantage of? Right now I'm posting, there's a new word coming up and people are not prepared for it. So what opportunities are there that people can take advantage of?
Okay, so I remember the post. I'm just writing down your question so I don't go off track. Just have my notebook here. So the post we're talking about, when I said that it's come up season, the children of, you know, the cards are being shuffled every day, and the children of commoners will be given their shot at first generation royalty, right? And so, I mean, that is basically my story. I mean, I know I look all sophisticated and pretty now, but there's a good reason I don't have any throwback pictures. You can't find it. Unless it's me that will say it. You can't find it. You can't find it. Or FBI, you will not see any.
We say you, so.
You know, there's somebody, I saw somebody here on this podcast just now that's attended the same university as me. I hope she has logged off. Point is that there are very few people who know John Obidi 1.4, very few. And even if they talk about denying, my word against yours, you know. So, my point is that I've had a long history of struggle. And when I say children of commoners, I'm referring to myself and how I actually started. And I look right now at this sophisticated guy. I mean, my presence tells a lot of stories. You know, people make up stories in their minds. You know, maybe Ivy League educated, you know, comes from a rich family, rich background and all that stuff. None of that is true. But I'm that guy who clawed my way up, by spotting those gaps in the system that are available but not advertised to people like us. So, what do I mean that this lockdown presents an opportunity? Listen, there has never been a time in history, right, or at least in our lifetime, when the world paused, right? There has never been a time in history where the world paused. Because, look, if you want to take notes, because I can guarantee you the things that I teach are not going to be found in any book, all right? They are heavily scientific and spiritual concepts. Look. Many of you, most of you, there are very few thought leaders from people who are in the community, very few. Most are those who are aspiring. So what I'm telling you now, just to save you from being a perpetual aspirer, because I want to hear your own success story one day. All right? I want you to be the one who is celebrated too one day. I want you to be the one posting Pepe Den pictures from Spain, from the Netherlands, all right, from the speaking engagements all over the world. Your destiny is not to be in the comment section of celebrities. No. You are the one that should make those statements, make those posts that other people will comment on. Right?
Yeah.
And so, but I understand the gap. And so you look at these people and are like, wow, God will be my own one day. God is not doing anything. Nothing. Your parents and grandparents have been praying since they were born and their lives are not better. Do you think it's you that will change it? No. There's a different science. You've got to do the work. All right? God has the things that he will do. There's one thing that the Archbishop Benson also used to say. He said, God will not do the things that I will do, and I cannot do the things that God will do. God will do what he will do, and I will do what I will do. If I choose not to do my own, we'll wait until maybe I die or that time just passes. But the things that are in my hands to do, God will not do. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, where am I going with this? The system has been that, no, the system is the one thing that they say, the rich get rich and the poor get poorer. It's simply a concept in physics about momentum. An object in motion does what? Remains, continues to be in motion or something, unless it is acted upon by an external force. Right? That external force is the winner. Because many of your role models have been in motion, moving fast, getting deals, writing their books, publishing. They've been moving very fast and you've been unable to catch up.
Yes.
An object in motion remains in motion unless acted upon by the external force. Luna has nine external force that has stopped many of us. I had about 9 countries to visit this year. We can't go anywhere. We're all together at home doing Instagram Live. Corona has put all of us inside the house. We can't go anywhere. So we are all stopped. Now, those of you who cannot travel, who didn't have all these opportunities, we are on the same boat now. Now, the practices that enable people like me to be in motion are available to you. I can't get ahead of you now. We're all together. This is your time to catch up. This is your time to be asking, man, what books do you read? What are your morning rituals? What are your practices? Because we're all together now and there's time for you to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I wish I could write like John Obidi. I wish I could be so confident on camera like John Obidi. This is your time to catch up. Every single day, get your camera and start practicing. Practicing, and that's what I mean by the cards are being shuffled. Because by the time we come out of this corona season, who will remember that guy? You know, this guy just came from nowhere and took over. Yes, he came from nowhere. When the world was paused, he took out that time to put out content, build his list, and finally write the goddamn book he's talking about all his life. So this is the time for you to start looking into the things that you've not been able to accomplish. I mean, I want to, whenever I see people on social media, I say things like, oh, don't anybody pressure you to be productive. Get the hell out of here with that bullshit. Alright? You right now, you are broke. You know your situation. You are broke. Your man not get. What the hell are you talking? You want to die in Nigeria first? Right? Most of you who are talking about, oh, too much pressure. You're broke. You have all the reasons. It's better to be broke in a first world country. I mean, it's not optimal, but it's better. Since I was born and now I'm getting old, I've never seen an Oyibo man die of hunger, unless it's hunger strike. And even when it's on hunger strike, you will chain him and force him because you don't want him to die. Sign up for Nigeria. See, I go to hunger strike to protest something, eh? You are 2 minutes, eh? That's reducing hunger. Nobody cares. You know, so. The fact that you are living in Nigeria incentivizes you more than any nation. Listen, if the Americans are lackadaisical, I understand. I can give them a pass. If the Europeans are chilling at this period, no problem. I get it. They are in an environment that allows you to chill and still not die of hunger. Try and chill in Nigeria, you are dead. Go to the teaching hospitals and see how people who don't have any money die. So, what are you going to do? A GoFundMe? Is that your destiny? And we're telling you guys, man, don't slack. This is the time you've got to be more productive. The world is on pause right now. Go write a book. Or go learn how to write a book. Go create a product. Go get more productive. If you are somebody who sleep has been your demon, you feel like sleep, you feel like sleep. This is the time to unlearn that habit. If you are a lazy person, unlearn that habit now. If you are someone who is terrible at time management, this is the time. Everybody's on lockdown. Start reading books on time management. Start asking questions. Many thought leaders that were out of your reach before. Nobody can do big man for you now because everybody's corona. Everybody's at home. You understand? They were forming busy for you because they're forming international speaker like me. I'm catching my own soul. Yeah. We're forming the last speaker before, and we're too busy for you. So, but now everybody is responsive in the DMs because we don't have work again. So we have work, not like before. You know. So this is the time. You just don't people say you did this, 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 that. How do you manage this? How do you manage that? How do you? How do you? How do you? And you can get answers to your questions, and you can grow. All right. Because post COVID is coming. This is not going to last forever, right? Post COVID is coming. And at that time, the world is going to be recovering from this devastating blow. To me, it's not a devastating blow, but most of the world will see it as a devastating blow. And truly, when you look at economics, the world has shut down. Billions of dollars will have been lost. Maybe we'll be coming out of depression. Maybe we'll be coming out of a place where men just barely made it through. All right? Don't be them. All right? Be the second category I'm going to talk about right now. Okay? But those who are coming out with, you know, pressure of having to be indoors and they are going to be looking to people who can provide post-COVID leadership. Mm-hmm. And will you be that person? Will you be the one looking for leadership? Or will you be the one giving leadership? And that's what I mean by the cards are being shuffled every day. Because some giants right now are sleeping, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Some people took the word lockdown so literally. And they've gone to sleep. But the children of commoners who are willing to take the ascendancy are not sleeping. People in Head Start Africa, by the grace of God, are not sleeping. Everyone is working hard, working hard, working hard. And that's why I repeat my message, alright? Everyone's working hard. Getting it. Post COVID will come. People will be like, my business okay hits during that recession. This one that can help me, you know, help me reorganize. Or, you know, I'm an extrovert. I'm used to being outdoors, meeting with people. And, you know, being stuck in the house, it made me feel so depressed and all that. And I need to read something that can help me get my game back. Looking for leadership. Will you be the one to provide that? Will you be the one supplying? Or will you be the one consuming? All right. I want you to be the one supplying. And that's what I mean by post-COVID dominance. All right. This is a period where the world has basically shut down, giving you a chance to catch up. And when this storm passes, everyone will come out again and be looking for people to guide them back into normalcy. And I want you to be that person. They will want to buy your online course. They will want you to speak at their events. They will want you to be their coach. They will want to buy your book. They will want to consume your content. And so this period is when we get ready, all right? And like I said at the beginning of this talk, even though formally, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. I'm making this prediction that post-COVID, all right, some established powers of the game are going to be making snide remarks. For example, who are these people? Everybody is now a coach. Everybody is now a speaker. All these young people. Yeah, they are going to be saying these things, and it's okay. Because while they were sleeping, you were working. And so you are going to deserve all the accolades, all the money, all the opportunities that the post-COVID era is going to bring. Because while everybody is on lockdown, this is your come up season.